A little bit more on the Mackinac Republican Leadership Conference. We heard from our friend, former Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette. He was there, and he always has interesting observations about the political passing scene, having spent a good deal of time in that arena, if you will. Mr. Attorney General Bill Schuette, welcome back to the Paul W. Smith Show.
Paul, it's great to be with you. Thank you for this opportunity to catch up, do a little chit-chatting. I do have to say one thing. My wife and I and our son, three of the four Schuettes, our daughters working in Chicago, on our way to Mackinac. It's raining. You get on the Miss Margie, this beautiful Scheppler boat, on the way to Mackinac. You think of Dan Musser. And what do you hear? But you hear the boarding announcements and the instructions on getting to Mackinac, and it's the marvelous, melodious tones of Paul W. Smith. It makes you feel at home. It was great.
You know, I've heard from more people. I didn't even know if people would know it was my voice. I don't identify myself. I did it because I like Chris Scheppler. I think he's a great man. He's a great advertiser with us, but he's a great friend. So nice of you to notice that. Yeah, I enjoy doing that, matter of fact.
And well, it's nothing better than going to Mackinac, hearing Paul W. Smith, and having a bottle of Absolut Pure Bill Young water. It was a pretty good day.
Well, you're covering them all. I was going to ask what you do now, but you're a promoter. Now I get it. Ambassador Ron Weiser usually throws a pretty good meeting. He's done this, I think, three times now, maybe? Maybe more. Yeah, I don't know. He's been in charge three times at least.
Yes, he has. Yes, he has. He threw a great meeting. It was very much of a unifying conference and discussion for Republicans, because I think we see great opportunities in 2022 and 2024.
Well, there are some opportunities. Are the Republicans poised to take advantage of them?
You know, I think we are. You know, Governor Engler, John, gave a great framework in terms of we have to focus on the future. And, you know, we need to have a Republican Party with lots of voices. And this will be a Democrat midterm. You know, like 2018, we kind of had a Republican massacre across the country. And now it's the Biden's midterm, the Democrats' turn. And I think that they are squirming in their seats because of the economic despair and the carnage on the Michigan economic highway, and the fact that Biden's weak-kneed, almost obscene withdrawal with no plan in Afghanistan. I think people are fed up with the folks in charge right now.
Well, there have been a lot of mistakes made, and they've gotten a free ride mostly from the press. But even the press had to speak up on how poorly that withdrawal. I hesitate to call it what it was, but it was clearly a defeat and a retreat, and it was handled so poorly, it's sickening. People died because of how poorly it was handled, but that's another story for another time. Overall, who are you supporting, one person or another, for our next governor of the great state of Michigan?
I haven't done anything formally at this time, and I'm going to be engaged and involved in one fashion or another. I know James Craig very well. He's a good man, and there's no doubt that his leadership in the city of Detroit as chief of police prevented burnings in Detroit where other cities had violence and destruction. So I give him a lot of points for that. I know the other candidates are interested in governor, and, you know, time will tell, but you know, John Ricolta said well in a newspaper article, one of the Detroit papers, that there'll be a vigorous primary. I think Ricolta's right.
You broke up a little. You said vigorous primary?
Yeah, I think there'll be a vigorous primary. John Ricolta talked about that, and I think there will be. I think right now James Craig is ahead. He won the straw poll, and but, you know, we got another 12 months to go, so to speak. But he's a good man.
Somebody has written me just a moment ago saying gubernatorial candidate Ryan Kelly was dynamic.
You know, I know them all, or most of them all. There are about 8-9 candidates running for governor, and he's one of them. There's another woman named Tudor Dixon who's, I think, has a strong presence as well. So, you know, we'll duke it out, but the real focus is we need a new governor in 2022 because of the hardship and the business closings, particularly the restaurant industry. Other states have thrived, like Florida. We've fallen behind, and witness, we're losing a congressional seat because Michigan isn't growing like other states are. That's a real problem. And so I think that, again, that's part of the dynamic that people are going to say, listen, we've gone the wrong way. Now we need to rebuild our state.
I'm glad you mentioned Governor John Engler. He's underappreciated by so many people, and it's unfortunate because he did a lot of very good things. And who do you like for the job you used to have as Attorney General, Bill Schuette?
Well, you know, I'm a big fan of Tom Leonard. Tom used to work with me. We're good friends, the Leonards and the Schuettes, and he won the straw poll at Mackinac, and he has experience legislatively. He knows the ropes. You know, experience is a good thing. Knowing how government works, its pitfalls and its strengths is important. And I think Leonard has the lead. He'll work very hard. He's a great guy. I haven't done anything formally with him, but you can probably detect from my comments that Tom is I think he's the favorite. I'm a big fan of Tom Leonard.
All right. We'll wait to hear some of your official endorsements along the way. And in the last few seconds here, how are we looking for the presidential wars coming up? I mean, it could be argued that Elmer Fudd should be able to beat the current president with all of the mistakes he's made and making, and yet I still fear the Republicans might blow it.
We won't blow it. I think we've learned we'll get a new president, a Republican president in 2024, and we'll talk more about it. That's for sure, Paul.
All right, we'll look forward to it. Anything else?
I know. Give our best to Kim. Cynthia says hi, and the Schuettes are big fans of Paul W. Smith. That's for sure.
Bill, the promoter, ladies and gentlemen, former Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette. Keep an eye on Midland for us, will you?
Hey, you bet we will. We love you here. All right, you take care. Have a great day, everybody.
All right.